I bring Ken Timmerman to these microphones. He's a broadcast partner, very busy in these days, running for United States Congress, traveling around the world. In fact, he takes off right after our conversation to go out to Las Vegas to address a group out there of key importance in his campaign. Ken, Godspeed to you as you travel and in your run for Congress. But let me get down to the news I want to talk about. As I understand it, if I remember correctly, you have a place there in southern France. Was it very far from the location where this horrific act took place?
It was only a couple of hours away. And I've got to tell you, Jimmy, what this shows us, I think, very clearly, is that no one is safe. Toulouse was a cosmopolitan city, but it was like Chattanooga, if you wish. It was a city. It was not New York. It was not Washington. It wasn't Paris or Berlin. It was, you know, down in the countryside, so to speak. And it shows that nobody is safe wherever you go. The jihadi Muslims, if they want to come and kill you, they will.
Well, let me ask, is this only the tip of the iceberg? I mean, it ended in the death of this Muslim attacker who claimed to be a part of Al-Qaeda. But was this simply the tip of the iceberg we saw unfold?
Well, we can't know. What we do know is that this young man trained in Afghanistan, went several times to Afghanistan and to Pakistan, was with Al-Qaeda, claimed to be a member of Al-Qaeda. And so you just don't know how many other people may have been trained to do similar things. The intelligence community these days likes to talk about people like this young Algerian guy as a lone wolf terrorist attack. I think that's a mistake. I don't think he's a lone wolf. He may have operated alone in this particular attack, but he was certainly trained as part of a group, and his ideology is part of a group. So I think it's inaccurate to call him a lone wolf, and that's why, you know, I've been calling. I live in the Washington, D.C. area in Maryland, Jimmy, and we have a lot of Jewish schools and synagogues in our area. It has a high population of Jewish residents, and I just don't think we're doing enough here to protect Jewish residents, especially as we get closer to the Passover Seder. They clearly are the most targeted of Americans right now from jihadi Muslims like the person who attacked in France. And we don't have a clue, really, how many are operating here in America.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But this is only replicated globally, in fact, as we have had reports over the last couple of months or so of an increase of attacks, especially on the Jewish people. Let's think just a moment more about Europe. You have a home, as I said there. You're a part of your year you try to spend there. The increase in the Muslim population in France and all of the European Union, is this a part of the problem?
Well, it is, and the French have done a very bad job at assimilating Muslims who want to assimilate, and the Muslims have done a very bad job at assimilating those who did not want to assimilate. So it's a bad deal all around. There's a lot of resentment. There's a lot of hostility. There are no-go areas in the Muslim suburbs of Paris and some of the big cities where the police are literally afraid to go. I have been with in Jewish communities that live side by side with some of these Muslim no-go areas as I was writing my book, Preachers of Hate, Islam and the War in America, just after 9/11. And I can tell you, it was bad then, and it's getting worse now. Jews are afraid. And when you have attacks like this in France, there are always calls inside the community for people to leave, to go to Israel or to go to other places that are safer.
Well, does radical Islam then become a major threat as far as Europe is concerned?
Well, radical Islam has been a major threat for the past 15 years. It's just the Europeans have not wanted to take stock of the threat. In Sweden, where my wife originally comes from, Jimmy, the southern city of Göteborg is full of no-go zones. There are thousands of attacks every single year by Muslims against Christians and against Jews in Göteborg in Sweden, and they never get reported. There are firebombings of cars. There are Jewish synagogues that get firebombed and churches that get attacked, and it never gets talked about because of political correctness in the media.
Yeah, well, we want to use this media not necessarily to be politically correct, but to be honest about what is happening in our world. Let me just ask you one more question. I know you have to run. You mentioned just a moment ago of what you're doing there in your community just outside of Washington, D.C. and Maryland. What must we, and I'm thinking about all those eavesdropping on this conversation, what must we do today to try to stop this?
Well, I think, first of all, in my community, I'm reaching out to community leaders and leaders in the religious communities, Christian and Jewish, to try to get band together and to recognize that when one member of our community is threatened or attacked, we all are threatened or attacked. It's a little bit like St. Paul's message about the body of Christ. We're all in this together as believers and as part of the Judeo-Christian tradition. But I think, you know, on a larger scale, if you wish, nationally, Jimmy, we have to recognize the threat. We have to talk about the ideology of Sharia law and the Islamist ideology that wants to come to America and supplant the Constitution of the United States of America. We have to stop the politically correct silence that has really engulfed this whole issue. It's a growing problem over the past 20 years, and we've just got to face up to it. There are lots of Muslim-origin citizens in this country who are great Americans, and they've come here for all the right reasons. I think of my friends in the Iranian-American community. They have been inoculated against Islamic fundamentalism because they came here to escape it. But there are other Muslims who have come to this country either from Egypt or from the Palestinian areas or Syria or other places, depending where they've come from, and they do not want to be American. They do not want to accept the United States Constitution. They do not like our freedoms, and essentially would like to do what the Council on American Islamic Relations has said. They would like to replace the Constitution of the United States of America with Sharia law. We have to stand up to that. We have to confront that threat. We have to call it out, and we have to make sure that it doesn't gain credence in the mainstream media, the national media, or in our schools.
You said that we have to have a conversation about it. That's exactly what we're doing right here on Prophecy Today with our broadcast partner, Ken Timmerman. He is a man who is of action. He is a journalist worldwide, author of many books. He mentioned one. You can go to his website, kentimmerman.com, to find out about that book and, in fact, getting involved in the political arena himself. Ken, thank you so very much. Godspeed as you travel today, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that. God bless.